Welcome to the podcast that offers insights from leading software testing experts. This podcast is brought to you by ASTQB, the American Software Testing Qualifications Board, a nonprofit organization that promotes professionalism in software testing. This ASTQB software testing podcast features Rex Black, an internationally acclaimed author and consultant in the field of software testing. Rex, the Chief Executive Officer and founder of RBCS, is a popular keynote speaker and instructor at conferences, where he brings more than 20 years of experience and insight into software testing practices from around the globe. In this podcast, Rex discusses why testers should master technical topics such as programming. Rex, one of the things I've always wanted to talk to you about, you really have a deep international knowledge of software testing trends, and I want to know, you've mentioned this before, why should testers master technical topics such as programming?
So I think there are a couple, I guess I could say groups of reasons for this. One group is practical, or maybe not even so much practical as kind of like a survival/career advancement group, and then the other is maybe the more practical, with the sense in the sense of it's a skill that can be applied. So let me start with the sort of the survival/career reasons. What we've seen over the last few years, and I think this is strongly attributable to Agile, and it's certainly associated with the adoption of Agile, is that you go out and you look at job postings for testers, and especially in North America, but this is starting to spread, it's going to say you need to know how to program. Mm-hmm. This, I think, is just becoming a general expectation that people have, that testers should be conversant in the programming languages that are used on their projects. And again, I think this is strongly associated with Agile, but I think it's kind of it's spreading outside of that. But Agile has become so prevalent too these days that, you know, really you're putting yourself at a great career disadvantage as a tester if you don't know programming, even if your use of that skill at like the number of hours that you use that skill in a year on the job was zero, right? It still is, it's something you have to know in order to get in the door.
Now, is it more an entry level piece, or if you're already out there and you've been testing for 3 years, you need to develop that skill as well?
No, I don't think it's entry level. Yeah, I think it's everything. I mean, I think when you look at if you're looking for people looking to recruit, anybody in an individual contributor tester role, and sometimes even manager type of roles, certainly lead roles, you see that request for programming and technology knowledge. It's going to be an obstacle, a headwind to getting a job if you are not sufficiently technical.
All right. So practically speaking, how do they do that? I mean, that's a big area.
Well, before we get to that, though, I want to address something, because I said before, like, even if you only spent 0 hours doing it in a year, you'd still need to know it just to get you in the door. Fortunately, you're not going to spend 0 hours using it in a year. It is actually a very practical thing. I know, you know, I don't spend a whole lot of time writing code, and I haven't written a whole bunch of code over the last, say, 10 or 15 years, but I do sometimes, and I do have to read code sometimes, and it pops up at strange intervals. It's a skill that even at my level, you know, a senior consultant's, you know, kind of person, it is something that comes up. People might say, well, I got to learn this to get the job, and that's true, but you're also, I think, we're going to find once you have it, that this skill does really serve you well. So it's not like pit testers should just go, oh, geez, you know, this is some stupid thing I got to learn before I get my job. What a pain in the ass. You know, why do I have to do this? Well, yeah, okay, it is something that you're going to need to learn to get a job more and more often, but you're going to find once you have that skill that it's going to be like, you know, speaking a foreign language or something is going to open up a whole new realm of possibilities for you.
Right. So where do they start? I mean, what should they do?
Okay. So let's assume that you know that the tester in question knows nothing about programming at this point. That they, mm-hmm. you know, their background is purely non-technical. Didn't take any programming classes in college or anything like that. Yeah, a couple options available to you. There are certainly plenty of self-study type of options out there. There's also community college, and there's you know various kinds of training and certification that are available. Probably be better to start off with either self-study or community college kind of thing before you then try to bust into a you know getting a certification through one of the you know certification entities like CompTIA or something like that just so that you learn it first. But, you know, like taking a class, a night class at a community college on programming or setting up a development environment on their laptop and, you know, downloading some free stuff and buying a book on like, you know, I always recommend start with learning scripting first, basic scripting languages, and then once you've mastered a scripting language like Ruby or something along those lines, then move on to learning a programming language, and maybe start with C because that's a procedural language, so it's very much like a scripting language. So learn that, and then make the transition into C++ or Java. Because then you have to master this, so the object-oriented element of it. But I would think that if you did that, you know, you learned Ruby or one of the other scripting languages. There's a bunch of them out there. Whichever one you know, person that's hears mentioned at their workplace would be the one that I would pick. You know, then learn C and then learn Java or C++, so that they know the object-oriented stuff. And you know, at that point, they're going to be able to actually sit down and read code, and that's a skill that's really gonna do them a lot of good.
No, that's the perfect answer. So that's why testers should master technical topics, and programming being probably principal among them.
I would say that is, yeah. Now the other thing that's good to master is some of the ins and outs of the technology that you're working with in addition to programming. So, you know, if you're building stuff that runs on the web, for example, you know, you should know the basics of HTML. You know, how do websites work, right? Know how HTTP and HTTPS and FTP and FTPS protocols work. You know, have some understanding of how the public key infrastructure works, so you understand how websites are kept secure. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the thing about being a tester is, unlike a programmer who's going to need to have very deep knowledge in a real specific area of the technology, it's going to be better for you as a tester to go broad and know a little about a lot of things. You know, enough to be able to participate intelligently in a conversation that addresses technical topics.
Okay. Good advice. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We invite you to find more software testing podcasts, webinars, and white papers at www.astqb.org.